Most people know that exercise is a good way to stay healthy. But experts also say that as people age, exercise continues to be important. Exercise helps to prevent falls and makes daily work easier. It is also good for the mind. So, establishing an exercise routine is very important. But exercising takes drive or motivation, and this is what many people lack. Promises to ourselves are quickly broken before we are able to establish an exercise routine. The Associated Press, AP, recently spoke with a group of people about why exercise is important and how to create a routine. Amy Eiler is a professor of public health at Washington University in St. Louis. Eiler said, "If you want to be cognitively active, it is so important to be physically active." Adding, "There is such a strong connection between these two behaviors." Some say successfully completing daily exercises can improve your mood and sense of self-satisfaction. Regular exercise helps you keep your bone density and muscle strength. It is also believed to reduce the risk of heart disease and of some kinds of cancer. For older people, regular exercise helps physical balance, which aids in living independently. Research also suggests the immune system may also get help from physical activity. Getting into the habit of doing regular physical activity can be difficult. The motivation to get moving is different for everyone. At first, you may need outside or external motivation. For example, playing with grandchildren or keeping the ability to drive a car. Then, when you see the results, Eiler said, the motivation changes to something more personal or internal. When you set a goal, you should ask yourself, "How confident am I that I can do this?" Eiler explained. It has to be over the 90% level of confidence, or you're not going to do it. Eiler suggests starting simply. "Just walk whenever you can," she says. "You can walk for 10 minutes pretty much anywhere, indoors, at home, at work." If you are trying to encourage others, give them good reasons. For example, she said, telling someone they will be more independent if they take their blood pressure medication is better than just telling them to do it. Here are some tips about how to start an exercise routine from three retirement-aged people. 77-year-old Catherine Detwiller got pushed into exercising 34 years ago by her husband. She works out in a gym twice a week with a trainer. She said this gives her added discipline and motivation. The external has become internal because I realize I need it, she said. Rick Bolsom is 82 years old. He enjoys the structure of having a trainer. In this case, his wife got him started almost 20 years ago, and now he exercises 3 times every week. I kept doing it because I had a sense of feeling better, he said. The key to me was probably doing it with a trainer. The structure really helped me to continue with it. Now it's just become part of my life. Dr. Grover Smith is a retired radiologist. At 86, he is still going strong. He said this is partly because he trains in a gym 3 times a week. He started this habit at age 74, on the advice of his heart doctor. Smith is not only fit, but now he also gets flattered. He tells the story about a recent visit to a doctor. The doctor looked at him and his health information. Then she told him, "Dr. Smith, you look 15 years younger than your age." I'm Anna Mateo.